My first question is about the streets from Egypt. Like, we are getting reports here. The latest we read is that people have been evicted from Tahrir Square, but they're trying to get back. Along them are policemen, which are basically pretty much hated among the demonstrators so far. Can you help us understanding what's going on the ground in Cairo right now?
After the main demand of protesters was met, and that was for the ouster of President Hosni Mubarak, the protest kind of turned into celebrations for about 48 hours. And after the celebration, a lot of the protesters went home and left the sit-in protest site at the Tahrir Square in central Cairo. Since that time, a lot of protesters, hundreds, if not a few thousand, have remained either at Tahrir or surrounding areas or on the making other demands and protesting the army's complete and utter domination of their revolution, basically. And these protesters, because they've had smaller numbers, the army has done an effective job of basically cleaning them, wiping them off of the streets, off of Tahrir Square. They've even used force in order to do so. There have been arrests, there have been some beatings and whatnot. So now Tahrir Square is basically void of any protesters, and it's filled with hundreds of military police, police belonging to the Egyptian army, who are preventing anyone, protesters, even journalists. I was trying to take pictures there, and I was stopped and told I should leave. So they're trying to prevent anyone from basically being or gathering at Tahrir Square. But elsewhere around the city and in other parts of the country, workers are now, the next basically stage of the revolution is occurring, and that is the workers' movements who are striking and who are protesting and demanding better work conditions and demanding rights and a better salary and all that.
Among these movements are as well like policemen, policewomen who are demanding better wages and better treatment as well. How are the protests of the police met with the original protests, which have been really against the police in most cases?
Yeah, it was a bit strange. Yesterday I was out on the street and there was a protest of police, and these are the Egyptian police who are infamous for their brutality against demonstrators, against journalists. They tried to prevent anything like that from happening on the streets. And here they were yesterday in their own protest, demanding better rights for themselves and also chanting, where are the journalists, where is Al Jazeera, things like that. And we were there covering it, and I was photographing what was happening. So it was a very bizarre turn of events, but, I think speaks to people power and the effectiveness of this revolution and the broad support that the Egyptian police have now basically tried to join it on the side of the people. They were chanting, the people and the police are one hand, are the same, demanding, again, their better rights, better pay and all that, because they are, like the Egyptian workers, especially for the state, neglected, paid only a few hundred pounds, which is the equivalent of 100. It ranges, but 50 to a few hundred dollars, not a lot of money, certainly not a decent wage, which someone can support a family off of. Now the police are protesting against the Interior Ministry. They're still out in the streets. They've been marching through Tahrir Square. They've been, forced to leave by the army, but they're still out there, and they're trying to join the other workers' movement. As for the protesters and how they've received them, many are still not open to the idea of the police joining a revolution, because they still, understandably so, have negative feelings toward the police, because they were largely responsible for many of the 300 people who were killed, and because they've oppressed basically Egyptians for so many years, that people are still not open to the police. But there was a good majority who I saw yesterday, the people who were at Tahrir Square, welcomed them basically into the revolution.
Like you said, a lot of people left Tahrir Square. Some did not want to leave, but they have been evicted, basically, by the military. How is the general mood in the movement? Like, is it still, are they calling for regular protests in order to keep up the pressure, or is it basically now gone and everyone goes back to his business?
I think there's different opinions inside the movement. A lot of people are, as I said earlier, kind of satisfied with the role of the army, while a lot of people are very critical of it. There hasn't been a call for regular protests yet, but there is a call for, I think, a large protest that's supposed to happen on Friday. And this is all happening at the same time as the worker movements are happening. So I think right now the revolution is still ongoing, and everyone pretty much agrees with that, at least the protesters. I mean, this is only a temporary phase that we're seeing right now with the army in power, and it's not a final solution. I think right now the revolution is in the hands of the workers, and people are waiting to see what they're going to do exactly. Because today and yesterday, you have workers from dozens of sectors around the different sectors around the country who are all taking to the streets. We're all protesting as I speak. There's at least four or five happening in the area of central Cairo alone. So you know, right now it's up to the workers and the other protesters, the non-workers, I guess you could call them, the activists, the human rights workers, and not the industrial workers, are going to come out to the streets again on Friday, and we'll see. I think it depends on what happens with the other, with the different works, the sectors before then, before we know what the other demonstrators will be calling for on Friday and what position they will take exactly.
A little bit like at a step back from the streets to the general policy in Egypt right now. Like in 1952, Egypt has already been ruled by a military regime. What are the major differences between the situation like 50 years ago and these days? And how do you and your friends estimate the probability that fair elections are going to be held within 6 months?
It's true. Since 52 and the so-called revolution by the army officers, Egypt has effectively been under control by its military. And really, with the ouster of Hosni Mubarak, all that has changed is basically Hosni Mubarak is left, and now the military has become the dominant force, the dominant power in this country. And people are a bit suspicious. At the beginning, they were calling on the army to protect them from the police and from the other forces of the Mubarak dictatorship. But now I think a lot have become skeptical of the army's role because they've, you know, I mean, on one hand, they have kind of seen, overseen stability in a country where instability could easily happen without the president and with the revolution and all that. But they're also preventing any kind of freedom of expression, freedom of protest, and people are unhappy about that. They have promised that they will, you know, only this is a transition period. Their role is temporary, and that elections will happen in 6 months. Some people are fine with that. Some people have accepted that. Other protesters are critical, saying that there needs to be a guarantee that this will happen, and there should, in this transition period, be a cabinet set up of civilians, basically, and not members of the former. The former regime, who are still in place now.
What is the role of the recently appointed Vice President Omar Suleiman in the government or the military regime which is now in power?
That part remains a bit unclear. I mean, Suleiman, you know, he's a good friend of the United States and other Western countries and Israel, and, you know, they want to see him in power. But Suleiman is seen as a member of the Mubarak regime, and people have been chanting for weeks, no to Mubarak, no to Suleiman. As for his role in the new transitional government, I mean, the prime minister is now the kind of head of this cabinet, which is overseen by the army. So Suleiman doesn't have a clear role right now, although many suspect he's still definitely involved. I believe that he has a role on the Guardian Council, which is kind of the council guiding the army. So he's definitely involved in one way or another.